Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Dive into the recap.
Yep.
Okay, so we're in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. Rachel, who's Rachel? Yes, Rachel. Jill. Sorry. Had in my notes, I was like, who's that? Yes, okay.
Oh, the pilot.
Oh, Rachel, man. The pilot. Yes, Jill. Pilot. Yes, and Susie are talking about the night before when mm-hmm. whack-ass, bum-ass Shanae showed up to the cocktail party on the group date, mm-hmm. stormed in, cussed out Sierra and the other one, and threw the trophy. Oh, this bitch is wild.
I know. Poor Susie was like, I was afraid she was going to throw a drink.
She had that energy.
She did. She did. Yeah, she did.
She had that energy. Like, she was about mm-hmm. to literally
throw a drink in somebody's face mm-hmm. and then get knocked the fuck out by Marlena or Sierra or whoever.
Oh, I mean, it would have been her in that pond, not that trophy.
Yeah, she not that trophy, done. Girl.
Yeah.
Nope. Mm. Okay, so then we have Clayton walking down the beach in his little peach shirt.
And them shoes.
And them shoes and them shorts.
Oh my God, I thought they were beach shoes. Like them shoes that you put on either a very, very, very small child to go swimming, or oh, no. You are like a water surfer. Shoes? Like water shoes. I was like, what the fuck he got on? What is this?
I don't know.
They can't put him in some Converse or something?
Something.
Yeah. Anyway,
really got him looking nuts. Anyways, he's walking down the beach. He's ready for his one-on-one with Serene. Here mm-hmm. comes Serene sauntering down the beach, looking like an angel.
She looks so good.
So good. She had this white little bustier,
a little corset moment. I love
little
it.
Corset moment. Yeah. Little jeans cut off. Mm-hmm. Love her, and she's only 26. She seems older, like wiser.
She is. Yeah, she does. Seem yeah. older. In a good way.
Look older, yeah. But in a good way. Like her energy just feels more mature. I was like, oh, she's pretty young. Yeah. So for their date, they head to an amusement park on the pier. They have the whole amusement park to themselves. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of fun. It's cute. Serene says things have always felt very organic and natural with Clayton.
Mm-hmm. 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 I think they would have met at a bar. I think this is definitely.
Yeah, I think you know? So. Mm-hmm. I see what she means in terms of just like natural kind of with certain people you can feel like the forcedness.
Yeah.
Like Serene, for instance, not Serene, Shanae, for instance.
Yes.
I see her forcing the connection. I don't actually see a connection
already. Like,
yes.
Formulated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't actually see it between them, but him and Serene, right. I actually do see like they both feel very comfortable with each other. Yada.
Yeah. They have a nice rapport too. They have a nice back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it's cute. They have ice cream. They make out. He used to work at Six Flags. They kind of, you know, chat about that. Yeah, have fun. Yeah. Yada yada.
Have you ever been to a carnival with Nate? I've never.
I haven't.
I know.
No.
We haven't been to a carnival either.
In so long. I'm so sad. I was watching this like, this is such a cute day. I want to do
me
this.
Me too.
I love a fair. I love an amusement park. I love a carnival. I haven't been to none of these in forever.
So long, and my nigga loves funnel cake, so he would just.
I love funnel cake too. Mm-hmm. I love mm-hmm. fair food. Yes, all the fried yeah. Oreos, fried yeah. funnel cake, yeah. chicken fingers, honey mustard dip, like big old fries, pretzels, all that shit.
He loves that too. He loves a giant pretzel.
Yes.
Yeah. We should do like a show or something. Like
we should. We should go to mm-hmm. we should go to Atlantic City.
Anyway, what happened with these two?
Oh god, we gotta be on like edibles that whole weekend. We are way too old for
time. We need to go to bootleg Vegas. Girl, get out of here.
Oh god. So they sit and have a little chat, and Serene says that people always tell her she's like very mysterious. She seems to kind of like hold back, and she's like, you know, is there something that you want to know about me? And he didn't really say anything.
I was really baffled with him not saying anything. You have that look in your eyes. Is there more to that? Nigga, what right. are you talking about? What?
What's behind that smile? I was like,
oh my God.
She's literally telling you, I know I'm guarded. Is there anything right. you want to ask me? And he didn't really bring
and he said, nah,
fucking anything.
Nope, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good, actually. You look so pretty.
Yeah. Very disappointing. Ugh. Anyways, time for the nighttime portion of their date. Serene mm-hmm. looks very glowy and bronze.
I know. I love this immediate bronze that she got. I don't know how. And mm-hmm. I love her outfit.
Yes, like a little slinky black, little black dress. Yes,
and it reminded me a lot of Miss Brie, our favorite. One of my favorite yes. fashion divas.
Favorite looks yes.
ever on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That look was iconic. That low back.
Oh,
I think she went home that night too.
Mm, yes, yeah. she did.
Yeah, she went home that night. Yeah, love a little black dress.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, going into the night, Serene lets us know she has some stuff she wants to talk to Clayton about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, she says, you know, she doesn't really open up a lot to people. Her family isn't a very emotional family. Clayton can relate. He grew up also same way, I think, like all brothers.
Yeah. So
just a lot of testosterone and like no emotion basically in the house. But yeah, she shares that she had a lot of like unexpected loss in her mm-hmm. family like the last mm-hmm. few years. Her grandma died 2.5 years ago. Her grandma was basically like a parent because yeah. her mom was a single mom. So she spent a lot of time with her grandma.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also lost her cousin,
yeah.
her younger cousin.
But not that much younger, like a year younger than her.
Yeah, so like a year like younger. Little
buddy growing up, you mm-hmm. know?
And it was just this past year she made it mm-hmm. sound like. So mm-hmm. very mm-hmm. fresh.
Yeah.
Sounds like the cousin was struggling with like drug addiction issues. Mm-hmm. She says she doesn't even really know the full extent of what happened, story. But
yeah.
She she's basically like a sister she never had and
yeah.
You know, is dealing with that. That's a lot of loss.
That's a lot, especially
not a long time.
This like in 2.5 years, that's a lot, but these past mm-hmm. 2.5 years,
mm-hmm.
like these ones, that's
devastating.
I can't even imagine the yeah. level what grief will has done and the impact that it will have on people during this time in COVID, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People it's already hard losing people.
It's
yeah.
so hard. It's so hard. And then you can't see. You may not see have been them. Able to see them.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Oof. Oh, my goodness. It's terrible.
So yeah. Brings a lot of context to how she's mm-hmm. just, you know, taking her time, yeah. basically.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, she thanks him for listening to her and mm-hmm. thanked him for his kind eyes. And
mm-hmm.
I'll give him that. He's like, he's a nice kind of dopey kind of person, you know.
I mean, yeah. And he's very harmless. I remember yeah. when Matt would just say, thank you for saying that. And he really had a genuine, like, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate you saying that. That might not have been easy for you to share. Like, he is very... Mm-hmm. He makes you feel comfortable when he's
yes.
with you.
Yeah.
Which
he makes you feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
So yeah, he obviously gave her the rose.
Obviously.
And
yeah.
she said she's definitely falling in love with Clayton.
Mm-hmm. That's wild, girl.
That is wild.
Yeah, but she lives in Oklahoma, yeah. So I think it's
so yeah, not too wild, I guess.
Yeah, slim over there.
Yeah. Now, meanwhile, everybody is back and ready for the rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. Shanae, of course, is feeling great, confident, yeah. Still talking mm-hmm. about how she did nothing wrong and how mm-hmm. all the girls have ganged up on her and mm-hmm. this crazy narrative in her head.
I know. I can't even tell when she's acting and when she's for real anymore. I don't even know.
It's very hard to tell. It's crazy. And Jill said it best in her confessional. Mm-hmm. All the ladies going into this, you know, rose ceremony are thinking this, like, if he continues to keep her around to terrorize us, that is not going to be healthy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
That's basically it. She's literally a little terrorist in the house, mm-hmm. just picking off girls one by one. Mm-hmm. Insane. So yeah, all the ladies, they're gathered around. A few of them have, you know, choice words for Shanae. She's just kind of sitting there quietly, and mm-hmm. Clayton comes in and he asks to speak to the winning team mm-hmm. from the group date. So here I am. I'm like, finally, an investigation is finally kicking off. So they walk around the corner. They don't even.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Sit. He has them standing up in this hallway.
Standing in high heels.
High heels. I was like, we can't sit, get comfortable, right. Let them open up, maybe talk with someone by one. He just mm-hmm. had them stand up all in a group. So yeah, Sierra, she tells him the whole trophy thing, how she stormed in.
Sierra looks fantastic tonight.
Always amazing. Yeah.
Jesus.
Always.
She showed the fuck out tonight. With that ponytail down to her ankles.
That high pony. Yep.
And that short little halter dress. She looks mm-hmm. so cute. She looked great. Her makeup looks fly.
Yep.
Her
she always got the little
that
glitter.
Body glow, girl.
The body glow.
Girl, bottle it up. I'm buying. Bottle it up, girl.
Yeah.
But anyway, she has something important to say great. As well.
Yes. she does tell him the whole Sierra storm, or not Sierra, Shanae mm-hmm. stormed in, grabbed the cussed us all out, grabbed the trophy,
tossed it into the pond, just being crazy.
Marlena, she chimed in. She's like, look, we're athletes. When you lose, yes. you just take the L.
She I am so glad she brought that up, because I have been waiting for somebody to be like, you're an athlete and you lost something.
Right.
Like, don't you know how the etiquette works?
Exactly.
Somebody storming in. Nobody's yes. storming into the Super Bowl and being like, I want a ring too because I played. No.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
That's not how this works. Yes. And we were the winners. She ruined our night, and you allowed time for her and had a whole makeout session at the bar. Like, what?
Yes. Where she felt validated enough to toss the trophy into the pond after she made out with him.
Exactly. She stormed in real confident, meaning you gave her all of the validation 10 minutes before.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So they're over there just talking all the shit about Shanae. Now back with the ladies, Lindsay's letting Shanae know they're digging your grave right now, so know, you Lindsay best be worried. Yeah. And then Teddy even told Clayton throwing the trophy in the pond was absurd, and I don't know how you can come back from something like that. Literally just spelled it out for him. Send her home. This is ridiculous.
This is someone, I don't know if she's never left the U.S. She went to a little Christian school. She wasn't allowed to talk to nobody, and she is saying it's too much.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Come on.
Come on.
Ay, ay, ay.
So he's like, yeah, you know, I didn't know about the trophy thing. Like, I'll have to talk to her and kind of clear things up. So he pulls Shanae aside. Now all the ladies are hyped because they just know this bitch is going
home.
They
just know. They just know. Yep.
You can't even comprehend how one can come back from something like that.
Right.
Because it doesn't make sense. It all points towards she's nuts and she needs to leave. So now Shanae sits with Clayton, and the first thing she does, she immediately owns up to everything. She's smart, this girl.
She's learning.
Mm-hmm.
She's really carrying out Cassidy's dream here.
Yes, this is Cassidy's legacy.
Yes,
out here. She sat down. She immediately owned up to everything she did. And where Clambake fucked up royally, and where he got my Becky of the week.
Perfect.
Is when he said, well, you know, if this continues, I don't know how we can move forward. Do you feel apologetic? That is the dumbest question that you can ask somebody.
Ever. Clayton, in what arena would this ever not continue?
One, yes. And what arena is she not going to continue to do this after you let her stay and validate this behavior?
Yep.
And then two, do you feel apologetic? In what world is she going to look you in the eyes and say no?
Right.
She obviously going to lie. It don't even... Just so stupid. So stupid. So, of course, she says, yes, I'm apologetic. I do want to apologize. You know, I went home and I thought about it. That's not in my character. I'm so sorry. And blah, 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 blah. And so all the ladies are sitting around talking about her. Here comes Shanae crying her big old white woman tears, sobbing them blonde little tears, talking about, you know, I'm so sorry. I've taken away a lot of time from Clayton. This has gone way too far. I hope we can get past this.
Oh, I don't want to be there for one another. I'm just so sorry.
I do want to be friends with you guys. Just crying, putting on a show, basically. So she has a seat, and Sierra's rubbing her back, and Marlena accepts her apology, and
I don't get it.
I absolutely do not, because I still have not forgotten what she did to Elizabeth. Yeah. I don't know how these girls can sit here with this. I can't. Absolutely not.
I get it. If being on TV, you always worrying about being the angry black woman. I understand it. I get it. Because they're on TV. I think if they weren't on TV, this would be a different story. But
But yeah, so a few of them gave her validation. There was a few of them had their face turned sideways.
Lindsay. Some of them. Mara was like,
Mara.
So you know,
Lindsay, Genevieve, all side-eyeing this bullshit-ass apology.
Mm-hmm.
Please. So Shanae, she goes skipping back to Clayton. I don't know how she just keeps getting more time with him. This is ridiculous. She goes skipping back to him.
Yeah,
for real. Like, tells him she apologized. Everything is all happy, and then they just start making out again.
Making out. Yep.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And
doesn't take much for him either. He's
does
easy,
not. Easy. Very easy. Layup. Very easy layup. And so she's in her confessional talking about, that was the hardest thing I've ever done, apologizing to people I don't feel sorry for. Yes. I'm not sorry, hoes, mean-ass bitches. Ha, 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 ha. I need an Oscar award for that performance. This bitch is crazy.
She is off her
She is diabolical. Like, what is her strategy?
She thinks of these as, like, accomplishments.
But for what? Towards what? What is her ultimate goal?
Because now does she not have an Instagram? Girl, that's money you lost.
You can't even get money. That's what I'm saying.
Girl.
You went on this television show. You are leaning into looking horrible and being the villain to then do what with this platform?
I don't know.
Deactivate your Instagram because everybody's coming for you because they're watching you on television being a hating ass bitch. What is the strategy? I'm so confused. She's just a mean person.
That's it. And there's like, there's no real money in like being mean. Ask Victoria. No. She tried to bust into wellness with that I'm a goddess bullshit. That didn't work.
Oh, please. That didn't work.
You can't.
So what is... I just don't understand what is the play? What is the strategy? What is the money? What are we doing here?
Because like, still the chances of her getting picked are still 1 out of 17
so
or
slim.
Whatever.
Yes. So
and
what else are you selling?
Picked, like, what do you do after you get picked and you get married? Besides being this medical salesman's housewife.
I don't understand this girl.
I don't get it either.
She's just a mean, horrible person.
Yeah, like,
that's it. I don't get it. Anyways, time for the rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. Rachel the pilot, Teddy, and Serene all have roses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's so sad. So many of the ladies are still so hopeful that Shanae is going to go home.
I know, which is crazy. At this point, we know that she's
just crazy.
Saying,
absolutely. The fact that they should have known from the fact that she was allowed to even give an apology rather than them seeing Clambake walk her out.
That's a rose, pretty much.
That's a rose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's basically a rose. So
so this was your time to self-eliminate, ladies. But anyway.
Exactly. Oh, my God. So, yeah. First rose goes to Sarah. Then Marlena, Genevieve, Mara, Gabby, Eliza, and the last rose. Now we're standing there. Sierra's still standing.
That's crazy.
Sierra, who's been spilling all the tea on Shanae.
All the truth. She's been telling
all the
truth.
Sierra's still standing. Jill's standing. Poor Lindsay, she's still standing there.
Oh,
I don't think
Lindsay,
she's had time with him.
The bubblegum top.
With the tissue paper top. I don't think she's talked to this man since night one, honestly.
Night one, yeah.
Yeah, same with Jill. Jill's been going crazy and crazier in each confessional because she's not getting time.
Oh, Jill.
She's sitting here talking about shrimp gate and she can't even get time to talk to him.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.